Okay.
Right. Okay. I'll do this really, really quickly. I thought I like was not set, but I thought, I kind of knew what I was doing, and then it's kind of expanded, and I think it's kind of expanding now. But what I am, I thought to kind of refine it, just thinking about like the current climate, and how that's going to affect curatorial discourse. But also just looking at what happens in a recession, which then takes me back to what happened in the last recession. So I'm kind of looking at bank and city racing. Those are the things that have kind of come up. And obviously those are things that maybe, potentially, maybe even subconsciously have been sort of pushing me along the way, was the idea of artists as curators and artist-led spaces, which kind of relates to kind of James's overall current, this idea of his network. But I'm kind of like tracing this back to say, for example, looking at the conditions that were the conditions of that time, sort of like late 80s, 90s, and also the kind of, well, this will go kind of sort of feed into it, the DIY movement and punk, and that was kind of relevant then. But also like, how is that different now, 20 years on? Like, what sort of, what are the cohesive elements that will then kind of promote artists then again to kind of recreate their own artist spaces? And then does that get absorbed and then become an institution? Does it get Arts Council funding? But then also looking at all the places, all the different types of artist spaces kind of like regionally. So it depends, like art institutional arts spaces, not-for-profit organisations, what strategies are they implementing to like create their own sustainability. So those are kind of like my areas of research, and then I kind of go off into different strands. Do I have to go through them all?
Yep.
Okay, so all the different thematic concerns are kind of like, well, one of them was the Arts Council England and their role within the creative realm. So how the proposed cuts will affect curatorial, cultural production in the regularly funded art institutions. So the disadvantages and advantages of these proposals. And obviously looking at the landscape of all these different places regionally, that was like kind of a key element. Mm-hmm. That's kind of something that was already implemented in there.